producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Monday transmission, the 5th day of October, 2015. Congressman Daniel Webster, who helped lead the operation to have Boehner announce that he was stepping down 2 weeks ago, will be joining us. He's part of the leadership fight for ascension to the speakership of the House, which is basically as important as the presidency to the United States. And his third in line of the presidency, if we get a patriot, paleo-conservative, constitutionalist, libertarian-veined individual into that position, it is a mega-massive game-changer. $5 billion, it's estimated, was spent on the last presidential campaign domestically alone. Billions of dollars foreign was spent as well. So let's say $7 million. There is literally almost no money. Not even a million when I looked into it last night, that has been spent by different PACs and groups to try to get somebody in to replace Boehner. We're removing Boehner, but he's going before he becomes even more unpopular in his own admission to put in one of his little minions. So Congressman Daniel Webster will be joining us. Also, in the fourth hour, Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting. I asked him this morning what he was going to be covering. And turns out he's going to be covering one of the things I'm going to be covering today when he does the fourth hour. Pouring drain cleaner in your eyes, the next trendy social justice movement. This is on mainstream television with a basic endorsement. And if you have sight now, it's hurtful, so you may have to lose your eyesight. Just like you can't say mother or father or he or she, that's hurtful to those that do not consider themselves a sex. Your existence is evil. And I'm not kidding. I'm going to play the newscast. We're with a straight face on Bancroft Television. This is the transabled. And I told you the gouging out of the eyeballs, the chopping of the genitals off, the chopping of the arms and legs off is super trendy and is spreading all over the world right now. And taxpayers must pay for it all. And the housing of what they call, I'm not even going to tell you what they call it, but people live in boxes with their arms and legs cut off and then wear diapers. And then the trendies dance around, and this is it's their religious sacrament. And I'm not kidding when I talk about this. This is what you've got to accept. You're bigoted and you're hateful. And NAMBLA, of course, is out saying, give us your six-year-olds or you're not trendy and you're racist. And this is where it's all going. Oh, and by the way, our story's on DrudgeReport.com. And they didn't do this just in one photo. They did it in two. I discovered this on Sunday, and I wanted to have an article written about it. I didn't get around to telling the writers what we're going to do it because I found another Photoshop where they did it as well. But they thought it was a little too much to remove his three black moles. They even removed his moles. I guess those were too black because the guy's mixed race. He didn't kill folks because he was black and white. He killed them because he was a psychopathic, anti-Christian, trendy. But CNN saying, oh, it's an accident. You know, that's just what we didn't really do that on purpose, where they took a guy that clearly looks like he's part African and part Caucasian and part Hispanic or something, and they turned him as white as a piece of tissue paper. I mean, he looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost, like he's about to float through a wall or something. Casper, the friendly ghost, friendliest ghost you know. He goes into the school with stolen guns that he got illegal and shoots all the Christians. So it's the Christian conservatives' fault. Obama loves you because Casper said so. Excuse me, I'm just feeling a little too crazy here looking at this. So that's all coming up. Hillary says she's the most transparent person in history. I'm not even going to respond to that. Got some bad news. The old Retail Pacific Rim trade pact. Of course, they picked it like it's a trade deal. It's a total world government being aligned right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no one, it's a not good, it's a young desperate day. It's wrong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
Joining us at the start of the next hour, who is involved in the leadership battle, or who will be the next Speaker of the House, couldn't be a more important subject. Congressman Daniel Webster will be popping in. We are obviously going to be covering the massive military developments and escalation of proxy war taking place in the Middle East via Syria. The TPP has been reached globally. The agreement has been reached, the Washington Post is reporting, but will remain secret from the public. Thought I'd pause on that one. Also, this little tidbit out of the New York Post, Delta Force considered staging fake hijacking after 9/11. Well, the truth is, there was a staged attack on an aircraft by Mutalib to bring in the naked body scanners, and we know that was staged. We know the CIA put the drugged youth on the aircraft so the firecracker could go off in his pants, not so they could stop radical Islamic extremism, but so they could roll out the police state checkpoints against the American people while leaving the borders wide open. They've never caught one terrorist with all the TSA garbage, and now the TSA was out for the Pope in three different cities, setting up checkpoints up to 5 miles away and not letting cars travel on the streets anywhere after 9:30 p.m. Jakari Jackson and David Knight had to walk, I think they said 4+ miles to their hotel with their bags and equipment in America because their plane landed at 9 o'clock at night. And they ran into military and TSA and Border Patrol. But none of them were on the border itself. That's coming up. Let me just read you some of the political correctness headlines today. Lesbian Swedish bishop wants Christian crosses removed from churches to please Muslims. Replace the symbols with making and marking the direction of Mecca. So replace the crosses with Islamic symbols to be politically correct because your Christian culture is hurtful. Here's another one. Feminist fall for 4chan troll campaign by peeing themselves. 4chan, the popular hacking site, put out the meme that feminists should urinate on themselves to prove that they're true feminists, and of course they did it, and posted the photos of themselves doing it in mass. Let's continue with the political correctness news. CNN turns mixed-race Oregon shooter into a white man. That story is on drudgereport.com. LA Times claims Mercer was a white supremacist, even though he was an admitted leftist who lived with his mommy and hated Christians. But now a guy that was part black and part white was turned white, and go back to it, his nose was made smaller. What, did he visit Michael Jackson's surgeon? Oh, but CNN now is saying it's an accident. It's an accident. And in other photos, they've been lightening his skin as well, and then you compare them. And then Obama is out blaming gun owners. Hillary has said that she's going to never relent, that's a quote, in the eradication of the Second Amendment. Oh, but it gets better. Just a few minutes before I went on air, Richard, one of the crew members, walked in and said, "You never covered this, I noticed. Did you know about it?" And I did know about it, but it's one of those things where I do most of my research at home, at my home office, and then I just tend to forget once I get up here to pull it back up, or I tend to send instant messages over to the crew of stories. But Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. That's Breitbart from the 29th. We're talking 6 days ago. I didn't cover it. Excuse me. I'm glad you pointed it out. I mean, people call up sometimes and go, "Why did you cover this?" Because I didn't know. There's so much. I don't know everything. I don't know a lot of stuff, folks. It's so much worse than I always say. 9 times out of 10, we're not exaggerating. It's worse than we're saying. That's what's crazy about it, is that it sounds like I'm exaggerating sometimes here. They are having the Stasi reactivated in Europe, in Germany. In fact, it's in the news today. They're officially turning it back on. Now, not just hiring former Stasi, just that Facebook's hiring former Stasi themselves, who then call the Stasi, this new German directorate made up of Stasi, who then take your children away. That was in the news yesterday. We can pull that up from Infowars.com. It links to mainstream German newspapers where, with a straight face, they say that the German bar is basically ordering people to be on the lookout who criticize open borders and that the children need to be taken from the parents because they're being taught cultural xenophobia. I mean, this is ultra-massive totalitarianism, so over the top, it makes my mind spin. But before I hit any of this incredible news, that's just some. I covered three stacks here. I've got nine other stacks I haven't even mentioned to you that are just as insane. I want to explain why it's all happening today, because this is the key, one of many keys, but one of the key keys, the skeleton key, to understand why they're doing all this. When half the public is dying of cancer by 2030, and that's even in British newspapers, when half the newborn babies by 2030 or so have neurological disorders, autism spectrum disorders, this is the current CDC projection, 1 in 3 by 2025. When almost everyone you know is dead or dying or being kept alive by bizarre transmutagenic genetic engineering. So we're going to have to give up our humanity just to live, because the globalists have treatments and cures for everything they're deploying against us. The stuff we see now is 50-year-old medicine. They're going to accelerate the rollout of life extension, you name it, and incredible designer drugs where the public won't care. It is going to be a total war on consciousness, getting us ready for the singularity, the merger with machines, and the new creation. The globalists want to be God. They want to play God. They believe they're becoming gods. Every one of them says this. They have huge conferences where tens of thousands of billionaires and millionaires and rich people and stars go at closed resorts. You know, William Shatner comes and speaks. And, you know, it's all exciting. It's fun. They're not even bad people. They're the level below the very top. They're the ones seduced in. And why wouldn't you be for life extension? Why wouldn't you be to be let in to all this advanced CIA drugs and everything else the elite have to offer? I mean, it's hard to not sell out to this satanic system. Believe me, I've got an idea, and I know some of the things they've got, and it's tempting. Very, very tempting, but I know it kills the soul. And I know it's a trap, and down the road, it is nothing but total darkness. But the reason they're doing this, the reason they are advertising the craziest stuff and pushing the weirdest things in the National Post in Canada, saying taxpayers should pay for people to have their arms and legs cut off, and you're a trans-abled, phobic redneck if you don't want to pay to have somebody's arms and legs cut off and pay to have them kept in a government facility in a box so that their lover can come have sex with them. And I'm sorry to have to talk about stuff like this, but this is the next wave to be force-fed down our throats. And so that's why they've got to normalize all this craziness so that things are so scrambled, so that there's not any rudder where anything goes, so we won't care when our neighbors are being drug off to a FEMA camp, so we won't care if they're putting psychotropics in all the kids' school lunches. That's what's being announced in the next phase. So we won't care when we're buying and selling with biometrics. So we won't care when half the people on the block are dying of cancer or neurological disorders. It's just got to be totally insane, whacked out, wild. You're not going to have tax rebates for having kids. You're going to have tax rebates for gouging your eyeballs out with hot pokers. And they just put it on the news with a straight face. Burn your eyes out with Drano. It's sexy. It's cool. These people are poor, sad folks, but this is who they really are. You need to accept it. But you also got a lot of a man come in the restroom with you because they feel like they're a woman. But a normal heterosexual relationship is oppressive of women and should be banned. It is the injection of mass mental illness with rudderless, mindless, dumbed-down, domesticated people raised by liberals. Now these new people are just begging for death, begging for destruction. Their religion is hating themselves and getting a hold of your children. And it's just to lay the groundwork for us to fall like an old rotten dead tree in a high wind. Because the mass extermination of the general public comes after this. This is just a softening up phase. We'll break it down on the other side.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Watch me! We're playing this across television to analyze how mainstream media is mainlining the trans-abled movement to mutilate or maim yourself all at taxpayer expense. Here is part of the sickening report.
BIID means that you have a need to be disabled in some way. In my case, it was a need to go blind.
9 years ago, Jewel took the drastic decision to blind herself. and she researched the method she would use.
I found that lye is very painful, although it does get the job done. I found that drain cleaner is little less painful, although it does a lot of damage to the eye. Because drain cleaner was easily available to me, I went with that.
She found a psychologist willing to help her, and after 2 weeks of working together to make sure she was ready, they carried out Jules' plan.
I laid down on the sofa, and he sat next to me. Two drops into each eye. My eyes were screaming. I had some drain cleaner going down my cheek, burning my skin. In the moment, all I could think of was, I'm going blind. It's going to be okay.
After waiting half an hour to make sure the damage was done, the psychologist took Jewel to hospital, where doctors fought to save her sight.
When I woke up the following day, I was joyful until I turned on my back, opened my eyes, and could see the TV screen. I was so enraged, and I thought that it hadn't worked. Then, over about 6 months, the sight in both eyes slowly went away. I was so happy. I felt that this was who I was supposed to be.
Okay, that's enough. And that's Barcroft Television out of the UK. It's worldwide. The full video is up on Infowars.com and a story, pouring drain cleaner in your eyes, the new trendy social justice movement. Not supporting people who want to blind themselves is bigoted and intolerant. And having the name mother, father, boy, or girl hurts people that don't have a mother or father or who aren't a boy or girl. So you can't use that word because you existing is hateful. And Europeans existing is wrong. They have major members of the UK and German and French government in the last month on television. We've ran the articles saying it's good we've opened the borders up to the Middle East because it's bad that Europe has white people. And it's good they're all about to be gone. Well, I'm not against North Africans or Arabs. But a lot of them have picked up the chant, yeah, we're coming to breed you out. We're going to conquer you. You're weak. Because the government says, come in, we're weak. Take us over. When I talked to Paul Watson about this a few weeks ago, I said, what do you think it is? And he said, I think it's cuckolding. And I said, you mean where a woman basically like dominates her husband in front of another man and the man has sex with her? I don't mean to talk about this on air, folks, but this is psychology. And he goes, yes, exactly. And I said, you're absolutely right. That's what I think it is. And no one else was really saying this. We both understood. It's like a weird form of domination. It's sadomasochistic, where they are, these sadists are just taking anything that was powerful, strong, and an original culture and destroying it. And they want to destroy the third world as well. They've done that. They try to keep the third world in squalor. And they are the masters of this planet, and they want to normalize pouring drain cleaner in your eyes and making us pay for it. Because they're evil. The globalists are sick. They have to normalize that, invert reality, and say those of us that want to go for a jog in the morning, that enjoy a beautiful sunset, that enjoy a loving relationship with somebody of the opposite sex, who want to raise good children, who just love decency and don't love degeneracy, we're the enemy. And look, I get being corrupt. I get doing bad things. Not to this extent, but I understand everybody's got another side to them. But you give into that side, you'll end up alone, lonely, very low life expectancy, very poor. People that get into degeneracy are losers. And they want to make all the rest of us losers because losers love company. This woman is fabulously mentally ill. Fabulously a self-hater. Fabulously wants attention. And she wants to make you pay for it. And then she found another twisted individual who wanted to come be part of this and do this to her. And it's an act of dominating reality that they can do something obscene, like take someone's sight when so many millions of people that are blind would give anything for it. They take a gift like that and create vandalism on God's creation. That woman sacrificed her eyes because she's demon-possessed. Whether it's a demon, whether it's an archetype, whatever it is, the woman is infested.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Babies incinerated to eat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday! The Federal Court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Made in the 1970s, and now Pepsi does use babies in their secret flavoring. We talked about that 5 years ago. People didn't believe us. It became mainstream news, and then now we know they're selling baby parts in mass, and that 87% of Planned Parenthood's profits are not from even government funding, hundreds of millions a year, or from the women paying for abortions, because they charge women less than the abortions actually cost to incentivize the women coming in, so they don't know the secret that they're making thousands of dollars per abortion, even on the small fetuses, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars on an eight-month, fully formed baby. And now it's come out over the weekend in China, what we already knew, but it's mainstream news. It's on InfoWars.com. From Reuters and other publications, that China is keeping Falun Gong prisoners alive and is harvesting organs and then basically keeping them in comas to come back and get the other organs. And that they're also keeping people alive on the tarmac while they harvest them, then killing them, and then flying the organs into Japan for delivery. I was told this by Falun Gong insiders on the show more than a decade ago. It's now mainstream news. Prisoners in China had their livers, kidneys, and corneas ripped while alive. The Daily Mail is just one of the publications. I said I'd give you the key. The key has already been placed right in front of you. I'm sure most of you see it. They're getting ready to unleash hell. The UK government announced 2 months ago they would not tolerate free speech anymore of conservatives. The UK government announced today, 10 Downing Street, that civil rights and human rights is no longer their priority, that they are going to totalitarianism. These are naked, brazen announcements. Germany has reactivated the Stasi and is taking children from people that criticize the socialist government in any way. America has now established with the UN Directorate, mainstream news, a global police force to fight extremism. CNN takes a mixed-race, socialist, anti-Christian devil worshiper who hated Christians and wanted to kill them and probably committed the mass shooting to demonize the Second Amendment. We're seeing more and more of that as a false flag himself, not directed, but himself, carrying it out as an agent of evil. And they turn him sheet white like a ghost and say he was a white supremacist in the LA Times and CNN, and even made his nose more Caucasoid. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a scientific word. I'm racist. Caucasian. They don't play games, ladies and gentlemen. They made his lips smaller, his nose smaller, and turned him deathly white. Only people I ever saw that white were corpses. Turned the poor fella into a walking dead, so they can continue their race division. Because the truth is, there's black crazies, there's white crazies, there's Hispanic crazies, there's Asian crazies. There's bad people out there, and that's why we have guns, to protect ourselves from them. And boy, don't they wish he was white, so they'd feed into their whole narrative to try to stir up a bigger race war in this country while the globalists wage war against us all. So that's the final equation. They need to normalize pouring Drano in your eyes. They need to have scores of shows about the world after humans and how bad people are, and teach us to hate ourselves, and teach us to hate our life force, and teach us to believe we're losers and failures. So society and civilization collapses. They've taken out the family for all intents and purposes. Now they're trying to take out the man and woman relationship. They're trying to build in all the taxes so that it's not easily done. So that everybody's alone, everybody's stupid, no one has any culture, every culture's evil, every culture's bad. Anything that pre-existed before the New World Order must be erased, disappeared, culturally purged, genocided, and in its place, leather daddy conferences with men marching slaves on chains down the street in Chicago with their eyes sewn shut. I remember Buckley moved to Chicago like 11 years ago and lived in a high-rise next door to a major hotel. And he walked in one morning to get brunch there, and there was a, quote, gay conference, and there were people just like in leather everywhere and slaves and men on chains with their eyes shown shut like something out of Hellraiser. Then I learned about movements in Austin where folks had their arms and legs cut off, and I saw it. Then I learned about people that would go in and they like to be shot by guns because they like the bullet hole scars. And I told people about it, and people didn't even believe me. This is all government globalist psychiatrically funded and pushed to bring down civilization. And then they call it liberal, and they giggle and laugh at you like insane cult members when you tell them they're being taught to hate themselves. As they induct people into these lifestyles. I mean, can you, quote, be gay? Oh, let me use the term they ordered me to use. No, can you be homosexual and end up dying at 85 years old, married to someone you love of the same sex, and have a good life and a good culture? Yes, very rarely. There are cases of it. But if you look statistically, the suicide, the abuse, the drugs, the degeneracy, the mutilation is off the chart. It's the most unhappy group of people in the world. Then they sell the idea that, well, that's because you hurt us and were mean to us and didn't embrace us. Really, there have been cultures where it's been fully embraced by the government, and they promptly collapse. This has been done to cause the collapse of civilization because the globalists are developing high-tech reservations that are exempt from the taxes, from the cultural degradation, that are separate. You don't get into the globalist proto-Elysium bases that are on the ground and that are on artificial islands and being established. You don't get onto those things when you buy into any of this stuff. That is a cultural poison put out there to neutralize society. Do you think the very same government in the 60s that introduced homosexuality to the schools and the culture and the movies and the literature, to the little front men like Gore Vidal, who meant well, do you think those same people really cared about you when they were putting HIV and hepatitis shots at clinics in New York and San Francisco to give gay men HIV, the first weaponized true strain? HIV is just a whole cover for a whole bunch of different strains they've developed. And it attacks people that already have rundown immune systems. And it's racially based. But because Caucasians are so closely aligned to Africans genetically, you still get crossover. It can still kill white people. But you've noticed how many black folks have it. You can sneeze if you got HIV and give a black person it, not if you're white. So let's talk about reality here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about what's being done. They are just testing wholesale rollouts of nightmares all over Latin America. They don't get their IMF and World Bank money unless they give between 10 and 13-year-old girls the Gardasil shot on record that attacks the ovaries, on record attacks their entire reproductive system. Wow, you guys actually found an article. Scroll back down on that to the top. That's U.S. News Health Report. I didn't know that. Print that for me. I remember my dad in like 1987. explaining to me that HIV was a government bioweapons program targeting blacks, and that the whites don't have the receptor sites on the T lymphocytes to accept the virus, but it could still get in. There's enough of a flood of it, and that it was a very sad program to wipe out minorities. And I asked him how he knew, and he just said, I know people. I ought to bring him in here and interrogate him. Thing is, he'll never tell me anything. And he said, oh, literature, last time I asked him. But there it is right there in U.S. News and World Report. Genetic trait boosts AIDS risk in blacks. Wow, I didn't even know they admitted that. That was in 2008. Wow. Okay, let me go back to the Gardasil real quick. Gardasil, when they did the trials, killed a bunch of people in the U.S. Japan has banned it. India won't let you give it to kids. And they go and they give the little girls this. And people say, well, Alex, you're against open borders. You're against all these illegals. Why don't you let the U.N. This is what liberals say. Why don't you let the U.N. go ahead and take these people out? I don't hate Mexicans. I don't want them brought up here, put on socialism, and turned into globalist bots to then vote to take my guns and bring in the socialist revolution so I'm dependent, so I can have health care and medical decisions dictated to me, part of the eugenics program. But I don't want to kill the reproductive production of Mexican women. It's so one-dimensional. People have to understand, folks, when you're hanging around with an NAACP leader in most cities, or you're hanging around with a liberal, they're not liberals, folks. When you're hanging around with a high-powered Democrat, you're basically hanging around, in most cases, with a group above the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan is in their dialectic, the dumb group that they use to just create war against white people and to make any type of, you know, Anglo rights or culture look bad, because they don't like that either. They don't want any culture the globals don't control, anything strong. But they really don't like black people. The globalists really hate them. And that's why they got the blacks right underneath their wing, right there going, I'm going to give you free stuff. I'm going to pay your women not to have men in the house, and I'm going to put gangster rap out there to make your men think it's cool. So they dress and act like it, and the police are primed and trained to put you in prison. Then we're going to train your leaders to say kill the cops so that you'll kill the cops, so the cops will even attack you more, so we can put all of you in prison. Now, you go ahead. I'm your daddy, Al Sharpton, with a Rockefeller Foundation hand up my puppet area. And you do what I said. Now you go right out there and play in traffic. I mean, you're not going to make it to the next level of development, ladies and gentlemen, unless you love everybody. And that means every race, every color, every creed. And you love their humanity. But then they take those of us that have love in our hearts and they manipulate it and say, good, accept everything, accept Drano in the eyes, pay for sex changes, pay for abortions, let us have your kids and tell them how to be sexually active when they're 7 years old. Do what we say. Submit to us. Show us how moral and good you are and how open you are and how tolerant you are so that we tolerate cultural death. And you notice now they're saying, Facebook has 50 different sexual preferences you can say you are, including no sex. And in the future, you will be asexual, unsexual, drone creatures under the UN plan. This is all admitted by Julian Huxley, the father of transhumanism. They don't want you having passion. You know how much they hate seeing men and women together loving each other? You know how much they hate the incredible office of a man and woman really loving each other and coming together? That is so powerful. I mean, I used to read stuff when I was like 22 on this, and I'd go, this only isn't that bad. They want people to be sexually active and get women out there. I kind of like that because I was young and wild, you know, stupid and thought I knew everything. Now I understand, because then you don't learn how to make that incredible bond with the right woman that's made by pheromones and courting and other things that last a lifetime and will shepherd children and build a powerful house. So they went in and they said, birth control, be sexually promiscuous, have fun, it's great, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it's fun in the first level of it until you get the second level, the third level, the fourth level. Because let's not just sit here and criticize sexually active gay people. Let's talk about what heterosexuals do. Let's talk about how destructive that is long term. And believe me, I'm not up here on some high horse, folks. You know, I'm no Errol Flynn, but let me tell you, I've never had a problem with the ladies. I have just been through it. I can tell you it's not fulfilling down the road, long term. A real relationship is monogamous. And so they scientifically sabotage our strength. They scientifically are bringing us down. This is the scientific fall of humanity, and it's going to get crazier and wilder because evil's tried to take over over and over again, has failed time and time again, and so it's throwing everything it can in a scorched earth policy to reduce all culture. And they're going to ride the collapse of civilization down, and out of the wreckage of that, the globalists will emerge, the only ones with advanced technology, and will be the new gods of this planet. And they even intend to keep villages of us around and old rotting cities of people and different sectors like the Hunger Games. People kept saying, you sound like the Hunger Games. Now, I was saying that 20 years ago. The Hunger Games is just an adaptation of what the globalists really want to do. And that's it. That's their plan. By the way, they're going to keep some of us around. Maybe 100 million is the standard number in their documents. They're going to kill 7-plus billion people in the collapse. And I don't know when the big collapse is coming, because there are many collapses before that getting us ready. But this is their plan. You've been warned.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
That's what Putin said. He was in the UN. He goes, look at what you've done. Destabilizing the whole region, killing hundreds of thousands. putting a Tremis in charge. You did this. Look what you've done.
They did a bad, bad thing.
They did a bad, bad thing.
They did a bad, bad thing.
All the human chimeras.
Bad, bad
all the baby harvesting.
They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever love someone so much?
But then they tell you all day how to be politically correct and how to talk and what to do, or they're going to call you bad names. And, oh, they're setting up a national, international group for extremists to arrest folks for their speech with the UN. Oh, and they're setting up all these Homeland Security divisions over the rural communities to watch the farmers and to stop those farmers' markets. These are true occupiers. We are actually occupied right now. We're fighting back, trying to get a good Speaker of the House. We're trying to indict these folks. But they mean business. By the way, the congressman just called. He's going to come on tomorrow because they moved some votes. So we're going to get that congressman on about the whole Boehner situation tomorrow. Maybe later, but I'm just going to say tomorrow because we're talking about the third hour. Coming up, I want to get into Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremists in the U.S. That's Breitbart. Delta Force considered staging fake hijacking after 9/11. Deal reached on the TPP. I've mentioned these, but I'm going to be getting into them. Lesbian Swedish bishop says make churches take down crosses. Let Muslims move into them because crosses are hurtful. That's mainstream news. We're going to be getting into that. That's right. They're coming. They're not playing games here. So that's just some of what is coming up. Saudi Arabia mulls the launch of a regional war as Russia pounds targets in Syria now for the sixth day. That's all coming up. And, of course, we're going to open the phones up in the next hour. Here's the toll-free number to join us on the mass shooting, on them doctoring the photo to make it a white guy. I mean, it just... There's no end to the deception because they've taken the plunge. They're going for broke. We've got to go for broke. 800-259-9231. You know, I found out one of the biggest reasons we're under such government scrutiny right now is because of whistleblowers, documents, things like that. I've gotten to the point where I can't even respond to whistleblowers anymore because of the fact that I've basically been told that's the issue. And it's not that I'm afraid to do it. It's that they will arrest me. And plus, we already know. They're so mad about Tosh Plumlee, folks, and Benghazi and all that, and Colonel Schaefer. And it's like, okay, what, more whistleblowers proving it? I don't even want to know, okay? They carried it out. It was staged. There you go. I mean, at a certain point, how do you beat a dead horse anymore? It's just, I don't even have time to cover all the leads and all the proof. It's the government runs secret baby harvesting operations. Pepsi puts baby flavoring in. I mean, you know, they're evil people. And they're going for broke. They take down humanity. The elite will control the whole future. That's why they're so brutal. They're not backing down. Whether you're FBI or CIA or NSA or a banker or a politician or an arrogant NFL football player, do you get you're basically living in the beginning of a false reality as the breakaway civilization expands away from us and as we're dumbed down and slow poisoned to see if we respond, to see if we notice as they titrate the dose? Prostaguard is, what is it, 10 different compounds, all known for good prostate function and health. Saw palmetto is, just look it up for yourself, do the research on the ingredients. It's 20% off. One of our flagship products only this week, 20% off Prostaguard. It helps fund the operation. It's a win-win. Saw palmetto, vitamin D3, selenium, copper, plant sterols, lycopene, that's the real key. And saw palmetto, a healthy dose of all those. 20% off InfoWarsLife.com. We're still have the liver shield and the whole gallbladder liver cleanse pack with the oxy powder available at InfoWarsLife.com as well, and a lot of other great items. And your purchase funds this operation. You can also call 888-253-3131.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.